This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Democrats are in big trouble for a lot of reasons. They can spin all they want, but the writing is on the wall. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. We're going to talk about the train wreck your Democrats had recently. Another train wreck, a Democrat Amtrak, if you will. If you get on that train, you're not always guaranteed to make it to your destination. The party of the Democrats has derailed. And it's funny to watch him. It really is. I was thinking about it. It's like watching Donald Trump as if he's Bruce Lee in a movie. And I don't know if you've ever seen a Bruce Lee movie, but the instructor, when he's like, you know, when the guy comes in, Bruce Lee comes in, and he's going to beat everybody up. And the instructor goes, Chang, Chong, Yang, Yang. And they all jump up and they go fighting, you know, Donald Trump beats him down. Blah, 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 blah. And then the instructor yells to the next series of Chinamen, too stupid not to fight. And they go run in and Trump just poof, 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 does his Bruce Lee on him and beats him up. And essentially, there's this Democrat yelling for everybody else to do the fighting. And then finally, after Donald Trump is beating them all up, who's left standing? Nobody but the instructor. And then he gets a beat down. I told you what was going to happen. The more they go after Donald Trump, the worse it gets for the Democrats. Let me tell you something. Russian collusion, it still looms. I tell you, it's bad news for them. We've been sidetracked because that's what Democrats specialize in. They specialize in subterfuge. Suddenly, they want to impeach Donald Trump again. It won't happen. The Kevin Jackson Show is going to tell you why. Yet again, KJRadio.com. Don't worry about any of it. Anyway, going back to what I was talking about, the party derailing. How many of you are wondering how things are progressing with the biggest scandal in American political history? Because if you're concerned about it, if you're wondering is it on track, I give you Andrew McCabe. U.S. Attorney Jesse Liu has recommended moving forward with charges against Andrew McCabe. And as the Justice Department, and you know this, rejected his last-ditch appeal from the former, one of the top FBI guys, and a CNN contributor. I want you to understand, CNN hires crooks that attempt a coup against the president to be contributors. Former deputy and acting director of the FBI appealed the decision of the U.S. Attorney for Washington all the way up to Jeffrey Rosen, the deputy attorney general, but he rejected the request. And it's funny to hear the spin now from the left because, we're not really sure. And I'm going to play this clip. Get that clip ready for me. Because they're talking about McCabe and they're trying to explain how all this can shake out, how unusual it is. Here's a clip.
Joining me now is MSNBC legal analyst and Lawfare editor-in-chief Ben Wittes. Before we get to the legal process here of the rejection, he was trying to avoid a criminal charge, or whether the Department of Justice is trying to indict him, what he's being charged with, what is the history of this charge being used to indict law enforcement officers over the years?
So, you know, there is nothing unusual about charging somebody with false statements.
Yep.
You know, there is something highly unusual about charging somebody criminally with false statements in the context of an internal disciplinary investigation. And that sort of thing is almost always dealt with as an internal disciplinary matter. And Andy McCabe was fired
right
for it. There was an IG report and then the FBI fired him. And so normally that would kind of be the end of it. There's a very, very long history
right
of in- internal Justice Department investigations of gross misconduct where people lie, and they don't tend to end up in criminal cases.
All right, let's talk about why Andy McCabe's in the news today. All right, there was all sorts of speculation when the morning began and last night, perhaps it's Justice Department gossip, whatever you want to call it, that an Andy McCabe indictment was coming. Here's what the Washington Post reported earlier this afternoon, because nothing came about, but the grand jury did meet. The notification comes as a federal grand jury investigating McCabe was suddenly recalled this week after a month-long hiatus. It was an indication its members would likely be asked soon to consider bringing charges. But then the panel was let go Thursday with no immediate signs of an indictment, a sign they might have balked, been asked to return later, or filed a determination under seal. It was surprising to somebody else I spoke to that they met and returned with nothing. And the immediate speculation was, oh, my God, did they reject DOJ? How do you read this?
Well, so there's only three possibilities, and you just read them from the Washington Post.
Right.
One is that there was some kind of snag, and they're coming back, and they'll do it later. The second is they did something under seal.
Interestingly, welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, by the way. That is interesting. But interestingly, MSNBC didn't even finish that clip with the third possibility. So I want to give you a third possibility. The third possibility is Andy McCabe is spilling his guts. That's the third possibility. You know, I don't know all the details, and it sounded like the first two possibilities didn't leave Andy a whole lot of wiggle room. So what's the third possibility? Andy McCabe already said, I don't know how many conversations I've had about this guy, but I said Andy McCabe publicly stated, I'm not going down by myself. Andy McCabe may be in the most danger of anybody I've seen in a while, because the dude is, he's openly said to Democrats, I'm not going to be the patsy, the fall guy. But I want to go back to what they're trying to set up here, what this guy said. McCabe, he says, there's nothing unusual about people being charged. He says, but it's highly unusual for them to be charged criminally in the context of an internal disciplinary matter. If you want to believe this is internal disciplinary matter, an attempted coup of the president, good luck with that. Then he goes on to say he was fired due to the IG report, and normally that would be the end. Yeah, normally that would be the end because he would have lost his job, his credentials, etc. But when you try a coup, it is not the end. He says gross misconduct is not necessarily criminal, so what they're setting up is that this is a vendetta of Donald Trump against all the people. They want you to believe this is retaliatory. And I'm seeing all the writing on the wall. Not going to go into it right now, but we'll cover it more later. Coming up this evening.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community.
So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Before I get to the debate, I do want to talk a little bit more about Andy McCabe. I thought I was done. Just when I thought it was over, they pulled me back. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I told you folks that the bow is about to break and the cradle will fall, and it's happening. This is the beginning. Andy McCabe, I believe, is one of those guys that says, I want to save my skin. And I don't care what it takes, I'm going to make sure that people start rallying around me. Either you're going to protect me or we're all going down. He's one of those guys. I don't want to say you can kind of tell it to look at him, but you can kind of tell it to look at him. 844-551-8255 if you want to chime in. CNN hires this guy knowing that he is a turncoat scoundrel, a leftist scumbag. And there were many CNN staffers who were against the hiring of Andy McCabe in late August because he'd been fired from the FBI for lying. How does that go to your credibility, CNN, when you hire a known liar? But now that the charges have been leveled against McCabe, looming, the shock has turned to anger and confusion because there are people over there who do consider themselves to be journalists. It erodes our journalistic credibility to have so many highly anti-Trump, former Obama DOJ security officials without a semblance of balance. That is what a current CNN personality said about his own network. McCabe, Clapper, Brennan, and many others. They seem to be a landing ground for all the people who try to thwart the election. I mean, why don't you hire Vladimir Putin as a contributor? That's what a current CNN personality said, specifically talking about people like Samantha Vinograd, Jim Sciutto, Asha Rangappa, Juliet Kayyem, and I mentioned the others. That's how many people go on CNN on a daily basis going, Trump is evil, Trump is evil, he's a crook, he's this, he's that. He lied under oath. One other person said, I have no sympathies for him. He made colossal mistakes. Speaking of McCabe, this is the second person at CNN that's wondering about the ethics of their own corporation. And for the record, we've been talking about it. Donald Trump called him out. Look, folks, every time we turn around, we get more and more evidence of exactly what the left is about. They don't care about integrity. They don't care about honor. And if you really want to get into it, look at the people that they want to put in charge of the nation. All I could say when I watched the beginning of the Democratic debate, and I thought to myself, wow and wow. I mean, I hadn't gotten 5 minutes in, and I was just like, whoa. They were all giving their little preambles, you know. I want to do this, and I'm for this, and I stand for that. And I was just thinking to myself, who could watch this? I'm telling you, I tried to be objective. It was another Democrat freak show, a bunch of weirdos who want to convince us that they represent America. But here's what's funny. Do a Google search, and you won't find a single analysis of that debate by conservatives on the front page. I scrolled page after page after page. It was Huffington Post. It was Politico. There was nobody. There wasn't Washington Times. There wasn't Breitbart. There was no conservative, nothing about it. And here's what's funny about all these leftist rags. They all had the same titles and the same reports. It was orchestrated insanity to make you believe that these people are relevant. To look at a Democrat and say to yourself, yeah, this is somebody I can get behind. Even they couldn't spin that train wreck, though. I want to read just a little bit from Politico. Here's what they said. Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren shared the debate stage for the first time. But it was former HUD Secretary Julian Castro who went hardest after the ex-vice president and Democrat frontrunner. With seemingly little to lose, Castro, the lowest polling candidate on stage, delivered some of the sharpest blows at Biden, criticizing his frequent attempts to tie himself to the former President Obama. Now, I'm going to stop there for just a second. What I want you to understand is this. I'm going to have to give you a little backdrop. There's another group that said, oh, all the Democrats are trying to tie themselves to President Obama. Well, Julian Castro, who's calling out Biden, is saying, you're tying yourself to Obama where it suits you, but where it didn't work, like in, here it comes. You ready? Y'all ready? Obamacare, health care, where it didn't, where it left 10 million people off. Then suddenly he's like, oh, you don't want to tie yourself to that. Now, I want you to just understand what's going on here. You've got a Hispanic dude challenging the old white guy, saying you want to ride the coattails of a black dude when it suits your needs, but when you need to be criticizing the brother, you then say nothing. That has nothing to do with you, which in effect means the brown man is criticizing the black man. You follow? Julian Castro is pointing out the fallacies of Obamacare, and he's doing it in a way that, I mean, do you really believe any of these people want to run on Obama's record? They will run on Obama's stolen record, where they try to accredit the Trump economy to Obama. It isn't working. It's not working. Look, I want to come back and just make observations about different people, but I want to stay on this for just a second because this is metaphorical in the big picture. It shows how much of a rift exists within the Democratic Party. And oh, by the way, all the cheating scandals and the things that are going on, you got Tulsi Gabbard who couldn't even make the event, even though she qualified by donations, she wasn't even allowed to be there. And then what they hoped was that nobody would really go after old Crazy Joe. But they did. Let me tell you another thing that's being set up. They want to set up a Kamala Harris VP Joe Biden president ticket. They want him to be number one, her to be number two. She's pretty much left Joe alone, you know, for the most part. But there's a feeding frenzy happening that people don't really want to talk about in the Democratic Party. There are rifts within the Democratic Party that it's a level 10 earthquake that has created a chasm that you cannot bring back together. And they talk about it in terms of moderates versus the left. But the biggest concern of the Democratic Party is the huge shift left and the idea that nobody's fighting for what they believe to be truly democratic ideals, a.k.a. progressive stuff. They don't even know what that definition means anymore. And I'm going to prove it to you today. The clips that we play, the commentary from different Democrats, various pundits, will prove to you that there's a huge gap in there. They cannot and will not win. And now if we focus on the House, we'll get the House back and bolster the Senate.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the Paranormal Radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The Paranormal Radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's being called the worst disruption to the world oil supply on record. The weekend attack on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia. Global energy prices are now spiking, but mark short. Vice President Pence's chief of staff, says America now brings in far less oil from the Saudis than in the past,
which means that the American market is much better protected.
GasBuddy.com's Patrick DeHaan says American drivers shouldn't feel much effect at the pump yet.
The impact could be measured more in pennies per gallon, not dimes.
But it could become a big problem
if the Saudis don't see a majority of the output restored within a week or so.
Nearly 50,000 UAW workers went on strike and walked off the job early this morning. It's the union's first such walkout since 2007. The move could cost hundreds of millions of dollars for the company. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let's talk about the debate. We're going to have, obviously, the third Democratic debate tonight. What are you looking for?
Strength. You know, I think people vote not on policy. I don't think a lot of them know a lot of the policy. I think they look for strength versus weakness and what they perceive as strength. So that's what I'm always looking for in the Democrat. That's what I think they like about Trump. They see him as strong because he's blustery and he never backs down and he looks like Henry VIII and he acts like it. So for me, a Democrat who can project that, I think, is our best bet.
So my Democratic friends my entire life, as a Republican, lifelong Republican, I always heard my Democratic friends talk about how bad their party was at politics, at winning. I didn't really understand that until this year. I sat through the last debate screaming at the television set as one Democratic candidate after another suggested that Barack Obama was too conservative on health care and immigration. How maddening is that to you that they're having this race to the far left?
It's not good. It's kind of a cancer on progressivism. I've been saying this for years, that first of all, you have to stand up to Twitter. Twitter isn't us. Twitter isn't the rank and file Democrat. It's not even most liberals. But they don't do it. This race is begging for someone to do a kind of a sister soldier moment with that far left. Maybe, you know, Trump wants to run against the squad. Maybe that would be a good place for that kind of blowback against what I think is not being good for the Democratic Party.
That, of course, was Joe Scarborough, a man who still calls himself a Republican and a conservative. Cracks me up. And Bill Maher, a comedic hack. And they were discussing the problems of the Democrats. And as I've said to many people about the Democrats and their situation and their debate, wow and wow. A freak show. A bunch of weirdos. Do a Google search and you will not find a single analysis of the debate by conservatives in the first 5 pages. Dominated by leftist rags, dominated by people who do not share your thoughts and ideas around this stuff. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I tried to watch it. I started out. I gave it, what, a good solid, I'm going to say, 10 minutes. And finally I said, I got to turn it off. I am a person who is supposed to watch this thing through its entirety. And I saw everything I needed to see in the first 2 minutes. I went 8 minutes longer than anybody should have to. It's like sticking your hand on hot coals. You know, I went farther than any man could possibly do it. And I couldn't hang in there. I don't even know what I'm trying to say, but you get what I mean. I mean, to endure that, that is the only way to describe watching that. I had a friend of mine watch it. He says, I watched the whole thing. Melissa said she watched the whole thing. They couldn't even spin that train wreck, folks. All these people had the same titles and the same reports. It was orchestrated insanity. And do you know they could not figure out how to spin it? Nope. Talked about it earlier. Julian Castro attacks Joe Biden and, I mean, goes at him. And he's got every reason to. By the way, he's not the only one polling. He's the lowest polling. Does it matter? How's Yang polling? Yang came out and said, I'm going to pay, what he say, 10 or 12, 10 people or whatever, $1,000 a month through his campaign just because he believes in giving people $1,000 a month of free money. People ridiculed him for it. But Castro was the one that made the biggest splash because Julian Castro essentially went after Joe Biden. And I talked about it earlier. Not only did he go after Joe Biden, he went after Barack Obama indirectly. He went after the Democrat establishment indirectly. He alluded that Joe Biden had problems with his memory, so he went after old folks. A chasm, folks, a chasm within the Democratic Party. And let me tell you something. It was an embarrassment to hear Kamala Harris, to watch Kamala Harris. It was an embarrassment. I'm embarrassed for her. There was a group that did a quick synopsis. Do we have time? Yeah, let's play this. I think we have time. Here's a synopsis. It's got a little music bed in the background of what they call the most climactic moments of the debate.
Now, I may not be the loudest person up here, but I think we've already got that in the White House. Houston, we have a problem.
My campaign will now give a freedom dividend of $1,000 a month for an entire year to 10 American families. Someone watching this at home right now. It's original, I'll give you that.
So, President Trump, you've spent the last 2.5 years full-time trying to sow hate and division among us. And I plan on focusing on our common issues, our common hopes and desires, and in that way unifying our country, winning this election, and turning the page for America. And now, President Trump, you can go back to watching Fox News.
I wrote the damn bill, if I may say so.
And while Bernie wrote the bill, I read the bill. And on page 8 of the bill, it says that we will no longer have private insurance as we know it.
They're going to give back that money to the employee?
Matter of fact, they will.
Well, let me tell you something. For a socialist, you got a lot more confidence in corporate America than I do.
You got to defend the fact that 500,000 Americans are going bankrupt. You know why they're going bankrupt? Because they suffered a terrible disease, cancer or heart disease.
I know a lot about cancer. Let me tell you something. It's personal to me.
Barack Obama's vision was not to leave 10 million people uncovered.
They do not have to buy in.
You just said that. You just said that 2 minutes ago. You just said 2 minutes ago that they would have to buy in. You said they would have to buy in.
To buy in. If you qualify for
Medicaid, are you forgetting what you said 2 minutes ago? I'm fulfilling the legacy of Barack Obama, and you're not.
I'll be surprised to him.
This reminds everybody of what they cannot stand about Washington. Scoring points against each other, poking at each other, and telling each other that you're my plan, your plan. Look, we all
That's called a Democratic primary election.
It's called an election. That's an election. You know, this is what we're here for. It's an election.
Are you proposing taking away their guns, and how would this work? I am. If it's a weapon that was designed to kill people on a battlefield, hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47. We're not going to allow it to be used against our fellow Americans anymore.
Are you prepared to say tonight that you and President Obama made a mistake about deportations? Why should Latinos oppose them?
What Latinos should look at is comparing this president to the president we have is outrageous, number one. We didn't lock people up in cages. We didn't separate families.
Every time something good about Barack Obama comes up, he says, oh, I was there, I was there, I was there. That's me too. And then every time somebody questions part of the administration that we were both part of, he says, well, that was the president. I mean, he wants to take credit for Obama's work, but not have to answer to any questions.
Donald Trump, in office, on trade policy, you know, he reminds me of that guy in The Wizard of Oz, you know, when you pull back the curtain, it's a really small dude.
Okay. I'm not even going to take the bait.
My biggest professional setback is embarrassing because a lot of folks know about it. I, with a bunch of tenant leaders in Newark, New Jersey in 2002, took on the political machine, and boy, did they fight back. I had tires on my car slashed, or campaign offices were broken into. And here's a bit of advice to everybody. If you're going to have a spectacular failure, have a documentary team there to capture it, because it made for an Oscar-nominated documentary called Street Fight. But then, unfortunately, another setback, it lost in the Oscars to a movie called March of the Dagnap Penguins, for crying out loud.
Thank you to all of our candidates. It was a great debate. I think we learned a lot tonight. Thanks to you.
I got to tell you, welcome back, everybody. First of all, Kevin Jackson here. I have to tell you, Julian Castro made the most of that debate of anybody because he decided he was going after Donald Trump. He's going after Biden, and he torched Biden. They talked about after the debate how they all, if you lose the debate, you want to go into the ante room where the press is and sort of try to recover. And Biden never goes because he wants to give the illusion that he's the winner. Biden got torched yet again in the debate. And let me tell you, if I was Biden's team, I would be, these debates are not going well for him. Now, lucky for him, other people did just as poorly, and Julian Castro isn't going to gain any real traction, maybe a little, but not enough. We got more to talk
this
about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, you just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The senator said before, it's going to cost you in your pay. There will be a deductible in your paycheck. You're going to, the middle class person, someone making 60 grand with three kids, they're going to end up paying $5,000 more. They're going to end up paying 4% more on their income tax. That's a reality. Now, that's not a bad idea if you like it. I don't like it.
Okay.
And we just need to be clear about what Medicare for All is all about. Instead of paying premiums into insurance companies and then having insurance companies build their profits by saying no to coverage. We're going to do this by saying everyone is covered by Medicare for All. Every health care provider is covered. And the only question here in terms of difference is where to send the bill.
Senator Sanders.
Let us be clear, Joe. In the United States of America, we are spending twice as much per capita on health care as the Canadians or any other major country on earth.
This America.
Yeah, but Americans don't want to pay twice as much as other countries.
Ah, the rift between the Democrats. Elizabeth Warren says, the only difference is we just have to ask ourselves where to send the bill. I know where they're sending the bill. They're sending it to you and me, the taxpayers. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to, talking about the freak show. There was another Democrat debate, another Amtrak derailment of the Democrats, because that's all they've got. And let me just say this for the brainless, mind-numbing Democrats. How you could be a Democrat today and be proud of it is beyond me. I mean, it's one thing to be a member of the party of racism and the KKK. It's another to be a member of the party of no ideas and bankrupting the country, the anti-American party. That's what they should call them. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Where to send the bill? And Joe Biden doesn't mind that Americans pay twice as much on health care. Bernie Sanders, what do you want me to say about these clowns? That was an exchange between the three top candidates, and they can't make up their mind about Obamacare. They all disagree on health care, a.k.a. Obamacare. But it gets worse for them. Kamala Harris was an embarrassment to the Democratic Party. We played a clip earlier that gave a piece of what she talked about in her opening remarks. I'm talking to the president. It was so contrived that it was. I felt bad for her. It was so contrived. I'm talking to Donald Trump. And now he can go back to watching Fox News. Ah, and now clap. Let me tell you something. Demonizing Fox News is almost become like crying racism. Nobody cares. And for the record, Donald Trump was leading a huge rally when Kamala Harris was saying that he was watching Fox News and paying attention. We know he's watching the debate. Here's what she says. And I have a few words for Donald Trump, who we all know is watching. So, President Trump, you spent the last 2.5 years full time trying to sow hate and division among us. And that is why we've got nothing done. You have used hate, intimidation, fear, and over 12,000 lies as a way to distract from your failed policies and your broken promises. I'm going to stop there and tell you, if these people believe that hype, of what she just said, they are doomed. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, they do believe it and they are doomed. They will not win the next election. And I'm convinced that the Republicans are smart. They're much smarter than they were in any election cycle in decades. And here's how I say that. They finally figured out that when they fight down ticket and they help the other Republicans, the congressmen, is particularly those in contested districts and in battleground states, we will win the presidency. They can put a lot more focus. And for the record, I talked about there was a special election that the Republicans won, and everybody talked about, well, they were supposed to win it. It was such a thin margin. And I told you guys, I said the spin on that is, oh, the Republicans have always won it. It was a thin margin, yada, yada, yada. There's another report, another article about it. I'm looking for it. I got my producers looking for it. And I'm telling you, that article is so, it is such a warning to the Democrats. The Democrat lost in almost every Democrat stronghold location in that particular election. And I'm talking about for moderates and Democrats across the board. It's amazing that the Republicans even won the seat, to be honest with you, because what I tell people all the time is Democrats are very good at special elections. They can pour a lot of money and energy and time, and they have one location to cheat. And in this particular case, they pulled out all the stops, thought they were going to flip the seat, and they didn't flip it. But we'll get back to that. Anyway, if they believe that by calling Trump a hater, an intimidator, and saying that he plants fear and he's told 12,000 lies. If that is your Democratic platform in which you're going to go to win, let me ask you this. What did she say in any way that makes you go, boy, she got my vote? What did she say? Full time trying to sow hate and division among us, and it's hate, intimidation, fear, and 12,000 lies is a distract from what? Failed policies and broken promises? This is the president whose policies have proven to work. I mean, I'm just saying, if that is their strategy, good luck with it. Broken promises, this man has kept more promises than all the other presidents in modern history combined. Going back to Reagan. And she says, the only reason you've not been indicted is because there was a memo in the Department of Justice that says a sitting president cannot be charged with a crime. That is a lie. And let me tell you something. When the bow breaks, and I'm going to be talking about it more, but it's already breaking for the Democrats, and it's beginning with one name, that would be McCabe. Andrew McCabe. I told you guys, I didn't know where the epicenter of that was going to occur, but it has, and we'll talk a little bit more about it in the next hour. But here's what I want to say about Kamala Harris. It was an embarrassment. She looked desperate. And quite frankly, she was. She had to be desperate. There was nothing that the Democrats brought to that debate. I mean, and we can go back into polling and all that. But they all needed a boost of some sort. And look, you folks are just as brilliant in understanding the dynamics. I don't know if I'm helping you here or not. But here's what I will tell you. Biden needed to get an upswing. He didn't get it. Elizabeth Warren needed to, in all honesty, get an upswing as well, even though it would be okay if she held status quo. She didn't get it. Kamala Harris looked like a clown. Guarantee you, she won't get a bump. I'm going to be looking at the polls. Maybe they were already out. I didn't even look. We probably should have. But anyway, she's not going to get a bump. Buttigieg looks stupid. I already said it earlier. The person who came out the best in this debate, undoubtedly, was Julian, whatever his last name is, Julian the Mexican. He came out the best. And the reason why is because he dare confront all the other candidates, and particularly Biden. He was the, what's her name? Gabbard, Tulsi Gabbard of this debate cycle. And they made it clear in the articles about him that he's the lowest ranking guy. So don't be surprised. Julian, isn't in the next debate because they've already selected it. The three top people are going to be Sanders, Warren, and Joe Biden. Now, Sanders was a train wreck. He was. He'll hold steady. He'll stay a solid number three. But I want you to understand the dude who was the front runner for the Democrats last year, who took his $1 million and ceded the election to Hillary Clinton, now is a solid number three, and that's the only place he's going to go. Sanders can only hope that Biden and Warren screw up so bad that he moves to the front, and I'll make you a bet. Sanders still won't move to the front. He's stuck there, and he's stuck there for a reason. But I want you to understand, everybody who's stuck in their area, there's not an easy transition of where those votes can go. They're not. Sanders' people are not going to go to Biden. Warren's people are not going to go to Biden. So the best that could happen is Sanders' people go to Warren, but they can't go there, really, because they differ too much. There is nobody who the Democrats will allow to come up and become a front runner. Because right now, if it was just based on the outcome of the debate, for me, it would be Julian Gonzalez. He would be the one, that's what I was the Mexican I was trying to think of. He would be the one that I would say won the debate. I love when he called out, what's his face? Buttigieg. And he says, we're all pointing fingers. And he goes, that's the debate, man. That's the democratic process, as we all call each other out. Democrats don't act like they don't want to fight. In this case, they don't, because they're getting crushed. crushing each other.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.